the war front to the White House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will be in Washington today.
It'll be President Zelensky's first trip outside Ukraine since Russia invaded nearly 10 months ago. Zelensky tweeting that he's en route to Washington to ask for more help. He tweets, on my way to the U.S. to strengthen resilience and defense capabilities of Ukraine. In particular, President Biden and I will discuss cooperation between Ukraine and the U.S. I will also have a speech at the Congress and a number of bilateral meetings.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Zelensky got a standing ovation addressing Congress via video back in March. There's another $45 billion in U.S. military, another aid for Ukraine, and a $1.7 trillion spending bill Congress is trying to approve by Friday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians. That's the number one priority for the United States right now.
But other Republicans oppose the bill is too big. Senator James Lankford tells Fox.
And the argument will be is it could have been worse. It could have been even larger, but we were able to negotiate it down. It'd be like someone being on a diet and going to a 100-item buffet and saying, I only ate 85 of the items. I didn't eat all 100. And so it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Republicans also opposed what a Democrat-led House committee did, voting to make public former President Trump's tax returns.
This was never about being punitive.
Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal. Multiple reports on the returns of the former president paid little or no federal taxes in several of the 6 years released between 2015 and 2020. Winter starts later today, and it feels like it. Wind chill warnings stretch from Washington State to the Dakotas to Alabama, and airlines are urging travelers to change flights ahead of stormy weather across the U.S. Thursday and Friday that could cause a lot of cancellations. There's a new COVID milestone. 100 million total cases in the U.S. in this pandemic, and the Johns Hopkins tracker, though maybe a lot more, with unreported home testing these days. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
That massive $1.7 trillion spending bill in Congress includes $850 billion in defense spending. Perhaps some of that money will deal with issues with now grounded B-2 bombers.
Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the Air Force grounding its fleet of B-2 bombers does not make the U.S. vulnerable in any way.
On any given day, at any given time, there is going to be aircraft, ships, forces on the ground available to confront any threat that we may have, wherever it may pop up. So no vulnerabilities at this time.
The Air Force pausing operations on the B-2 bomber following an emergency landing in Missouri. Ryder not commenting on what he called pending legislation when asked about the Senate's passing the defense bill that would roll back the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, telling reporters, as always, the Department of Defense would comply with the law when it's the law. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Speaking of vaccine mandates, a federal appeals court keeps in place a ruling blocking a requirement for federal contractors to get the shots in
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Indiana. Legal action in as many as half the states fully or partially block the contract mandate. As those challenges continue, the Biden administration is not enforcing any vaccine requirement. The prevailing judge's ruling found Congress had not given the president the authority to set a vaccine condition in contracts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures rising up more than 200 for the Dow. The day after the Dow gained 92 points, the Nasdaq went up just 1 point. There's big baseball news. A free agent who had agreed to a massive contract with the San Francisco Giants is going to play for the New York Mets instead. Numerous reports have shortstop Carlos Correa agreeing to a 12-year deal worth $315 million with the Mets. Correa's bigger deal with the Giants reportedly fell through over medical concerns. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.